وكل حاجه وانتوا عارفين
today we will discuss today the meaning of service and I hope that every one of us can think before we can write. Yes, if we ask any one of you, can what the meaning of service? عايز كل واحد كده يقول حاجة.
Glorifying God.
Glorifying God. Service means glorifying God.
Doing something, not expecting something in return.
Doing something and not expecting something in return. That's very good.
Love God.
That's great. And this is what we are going to discuss right now. Yes. The true meaning of service is to feel what God did for us. If any one of you know how his dad or mom did something with him, how they sacrificed their life or do something, we want to pay back what we already have. Okay? So the true meaning of service is to realize the love of God in your life. To realize and to understand. Any one of us can understand the love of God, he will not stop giving at all. You understand? If you realize what your dad and mom did for you, you will never stop to give them anything. So the service means a deep feeling inside the heart of everyone that want to do reward something for what we already have. If you love your teacher and your teacher did a lot of work with you that you to be successful in your study, then you can express this love toward your teacher by giving him a gift or a present or just listen to him. And you can say, whatever you ask me, I will do for you. If your teacher asks you, for example, to bring something for him, you will never say no, but you'll immediately go and try to do your best to bring what your teacher asks for you. The first thing in order to show what we have to in our service, the Lord himself said that even the Son of God, the Son of Man, did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life a ransom for many. The Lord told us he is the Lord, he is the creator, but he came from heaven in order not to be served. If the Lord Jesus Christ right now is here, every one of us want to come to say, what can I do for you? Can I bring you some water, some food? Can I do something for you? But he said, I'm not coming to let any one of you to serve me, but I come to serve you up to what? Up to give my life as a ransom for many. And the word ransom means something paid or demanded for freedom of a captive man. Imagine this, one of us in jail, and I'm going to the jailer, to the officer, to the police, and ask what I can pay for this man in order to give him freedom. Then the jailer or the policeman will say, in order to give him freedom, you should die, because his penalty is to die. Then if I now jump and I say I'm ready to die for him, and then I already paid my life for this man, and this man set free and came out from the prisons free to enjoy the life. And this man, can this man express his love toward me, although I am right now is dead? You know, he will never forget what I did for him in order to save him. The Lord Jesus Christ came from heaven not to be served, but he find every one of us, all of us on earth cannot go to heaven, and the heaven is locked. No one can enter into the heaven because everyone has a penalty of this, to die. So he said, I've already come to die for every one of you in order to give you life. So if we realize this great thing that God did for us, we will never say what the service means. everyone can, how can I do something for God? And God entrusted us to save his kids, to save all the people in the world. If we realize the love of God, this is, if we study the life of His Holiness Pope Shenouda, he realized that when he was of your age, the love of God, then he never stopped or give his life rest or relax or his body, but he started to work day and night. How can I save the people whom God came and to save them? And how can I try, let them to know what God did for them? That is why every day and every night, everyone realized this thing. He said that even if my life is not equal to nothing for me, except after I spread the word of God and the love of God to everyone. Next. If we find this is a very difficult thing, Saint Paul told us this verse in order to support us, to help us. He said that I can do a. If you say that it is hard for me to serve or to die or to do something for other people, especially if they are my enemies, if they are give me punishment instead of the good thing that I give, then I can say with Saint Paul, I can do all things through Christ who strengthen me. Who strengthen me. The next verse. Now I finish almost the subject of today, but I want every one of you to realize and will say step by step what the meaning of service, especially if it is a spiritual service, not a physical service. Here we can see even the Son of Man did not come to be served. This is the verse that we wrote before, St. Mark chapter 10, 45, and to give his life as a ransom for many. And we understand what the meaning of ransom means, that to pay something is demanded to set a captive person free from his captivity. And we remember all the time that this captive person has to die. It is not just he steals something and we need to pay, for example, $10,000 or a lot of money, but we have to pay life in order to set him free, because this penalty is this. And this is the main verse in the whole Bible that we can realize. God so loved the world. If you love anyone, you can give him something. But if you do not love him, it is not easy to give anything. We cannot do any work today except through love. Without love, we cannot do anything. If I love somebody, I can sacrifice everything for him. I can sacrifice my time, my effort, my work, my money, up to my life. It is not easy to up to my life, but this is to show us how God loved every one of us. For God so loved the whole world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have a everlasting life. It is not just a little amount of money enough to give me some dinner today and tomorrow and it's off. No, everlasting life. Next verse. In the book of St. John, and this is to show us the previous verse, God died for us. And this verse is very important to show us when we die, what will happen. Our life will never end it. The Lord gave us this great example. Most assuredly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much a grain. He who loves his life will lose it, and he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Can we apply this verse for His Holiness Pope Shenouda? He, as a grain, every one of us is like this grain, a small one, only one grain. When it put in the ground and died in the ground, it will bring a very big a. Very big a tree or crop that will have hundreds of thousands of a of wheat, not one only. So if you die for other people, you will have many people will be saved, and many people will be a have an eternal life with God. So if I sacrifice my life, who loves his life, means I want to live in a quiet and in a relaxed way, not to suffer, not to struggle, not to do something for other people or for God, then I will lose my life. But if I hate my life, means I didn't give myself a rest or relaxation, but I'm working hard to fast, to pray, to read the gospel, to spread the word of God here and there, to feel that I haven't in debt with God and I have a duty toward God to do something to express that he loved me. I want to love him the same way. That is why I will lose my life in order to give eternal life to other people. And we saw his holiness up to the end of his life. He is all giving. He didn't relax. He didn't sleep. Although he has a lot of pains, a lot of diseases, but we find he still give sermon, give lecture, go everywhere, visit sick people, and they try to he hates his life in this world in order to keep it for eternal life. Next. In order to say something, I shouldn't say this something from my heart or from my mind. I should learn before I speak. And this is very famous, two few verses. In order to understand as a servant, you shouldn't say, I say this or I think this. No way. It is not mine. I have to say this. If anyone speaks, let him speak the oracle or the word of God. If anyone ministers, let him do it as with the ability which God supplies, that in all things God may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom belong the glory and the dominion forever and ever. Amen. St. Peter told us, if you are going to serve, don't serve from your mind, but say the word of God. If you feel that you have power to help other people, this power is given to you from God, and in order to spread the word of God and to show the people that this is through the power of God, not through yourself. Saint Paul told to his disciple Titus, but as for you, speak the things which are proper for sound doctrine. Yeah, don't speak anything, but don't say, I am coming to the church to teach other people or to give a sermon or to say something from yourself, but a proper and sound doctrine. And he told his disciple Timothy, for Jesus I was appointed a preacher and an apostle. I am speaking the truth in Christ and not lying, a teacher in faith and the truth. So if you are going to teach other people, you should be a teacher in faith and the truth, and say the word of God, not your word or your thinking. Don't say that I'm strong enough, I'm clever enough, or I have a lot of good idea. No, it is not our ideas, it is not our word, but the oracle of God and the proper and sound doctrine. And we, as a preacher or the teacher of the Lord Jesus Christ, speak the truth in Christ and not lying, a teacher of faith and truth. Next. So in every one of you right now, we prepare every one of you to be a teacher, to be a Sunday school teacher, to be a servant in the church, to be a person that love God and want to express your love toward God by doing something. And this is the Lord Jesus Christ said, I have come that I may have life and that they may have it more abundant. Yani we are spreading life to every person. When we help some people to repent, we spread life to them. We come to let them have a good life, not just life like a very miserable person living in a very bad shape and bad situation. It is life. No. The Lord wanted to come. He said, I have come that you and I and everyone have life, and not only life, but an abundant, a good life and a strong life. He said, if anyone serves me, let him follow me. And where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, him my Father will honor. And this is the great encouragement from God toward every one of us. If you are going to serve, what will happen? And where I am, there my servant will be also. And this is the main thing that encourages or motivates every one of us. I'm doing this in order to be with God forever. Where I am, my servant will be with me. He didn't say the teacher or the preacher or whatever. He said, my servant. Everything what we do, we are serving God. Don't say I serve Michael, or I serve St. Mina Church, or I serve Abun Abraham, or Abun Abraham. No, we are not serving people. We are doing service for God and toward God. That's why we must do it in the best way. I don't say this is a sick man or this is a prisoner. Imagine that we are visiting a prisoner. Who are in the prisoners? Who are the prisoners? Is a good people? Or people commit many crimes. That's why they are in prisons. But if we serve them, we serve the Lord Jesus Christ and not serving these people. And that's why he said, whatever you do for these people, you did it for me. And this is a great thing that make us happy every day. Don't say, I'm not going to serve this so and so. No, we are serving God. And he said, if anyone serves me, we cannot go heaven to serve God. He did not want some coffee or some tea, and we are going to it. You understand? We are serving his people, and by this way we serve God. God did not need our service. And in the first slide that we see, he didn't come to be served, but to serve. Even after now, he is serving us. He created everything for us. He gave us the sun and the moon, the earth and the water, and all this stuff, all the fruits, all these things. He's still serving us every day. And when we marry, he gives us a new children. And when we have a test, he gives us success in our test. So he's always serving us. Don't say that God is sitting away from us. No, he is serving us every day. And even more, if we commit any kind of sin, he's ready to forgive our sins. He's ready to remove our dirts and our stuff. And then he said that if anyone serves me, him my Father will honor. Not only he will be with me only, but he will be honored moreover. Yeah, not only not to be with me just enough, no, he is going to honor us. Means on that day God will decree everyone by his name in front of all creation, this is my servant. Imagine the whole creation sitting and clapping their hands because God recognized me among all these people, and he said, this is my servant, this is so and so. Imagine it. A servant not be satisfied by doing limited work, but is always want to go more work and more work and more work. Let us go into the next town. If we finish our home day, let us go to Haslett. If we finish Haslett, let us go to a next town in order to preach the word of God, to let all the people know God, that I may reach there also, because for this purpose I have come forth. Everyone is, if the Lord Jesus Christ said this, every one of us should say the same thing. I come here for this purpose, is to preach and to spread the word of God everywhere. Do not think that I come to destroy. In every place we go as a servant, we didn't say that I come to destroy the law or the prophets. Don't say as you are a servant, you can lie or curse, or you can do something wrong. You understand? You as a servant, don't be a servant to destroy the Lord. Means I am a priest. As I am a priest, I come to the church late, or I can do the liturgy in some way, or I can come to you right now without preparing the lecture and saying to you any lecture. I'm a priest, nobody can judge me or can say bad thing against me. No way. If we are a servant, we should be a... We are not coming to destroy any law or any prophet. I'm not here to destroy something because I'm a priest. His Holiness Pope Shenouda, he comes very early to the church and standing in his suffering all the liturgy. He didn't say, I'm sick, I should sit down. We didn't see His Holiness sitting down in a liturgy. Even if he did not do the prayer, if you see that this is in the TV or the... He stands all the time. So as a servant, don't come say, I'm tired, I have to sit down, or I'm tired, I have to prepare the lecture during the liturgy. No way. We are not here to destroy the law or a prophet. I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill, to practice very accurate. If I am not accurate in my life, I am not perfect in my life, how can I ask all of you to be perfect or to be accurate in your life? Next. Don't say I come here to serve good people, rich people, nice people. I am here to talk to just the people who are well dressed and smell good and all this. No way. He said that I have not come to call righteous but sinners to repentance. So our duty is to search for the dirty people, the weak people, the suffering people, to help them and to support them. Not say this is not my job. This is the job of some. No way. This is our job, is to find the sinner and the weak people and the people who are suffering from many things to support them. For I have come down from heaven not to do my own way. You know? Imagine that I tell any one of you, go right now to the bathroom and clean it and remove all the dirt from the bathroom. He said, this is not my will. No way. I am coming here to do the will of him who sent me. That is why the Lord Jesus Christ went everywhere and he suffered up to this. He accepted those who cursed him and treated him in a bad way and in a wrong way. He said, I don't come down from heaven to do my will. My will is to have fun and to enjoy my life. No, I come here to do the will who sent me, any servant of us. When we come to serve in the church, we are not coming to do my will. Some of the servants say, I want to do this service, or I want to do this work. I don't want to do this work, but I want to do this work. No way. We are here in the church to do the will of God, the will whom sent us to serve the sick and the needy people and the bad people and all this stuff, not to do our will. If we are willing to come to help God or to serve God, we shouldn't inquire or ask him, why you send me this place? You remember the story of Jonah? God asked him to go certain place. He said, no way, I don't want to go to this place. And we know the story of Jonah. And many people, when we ask God ask us to do something, we can say, I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. As a servant, you should be in every place. Imagine this light. In every place, when we put this one, it will light. Every place. If we have a light and put it anywhere in the world, it will light. That is why you, as a servant, I have come as a light into the world. That whoever believes in me should not abide in a darkness. When the people see you, see the light that in you, see the Lord Jesus Christ in you, so we'll shine among them. If they doing bad stuff, don't do like them. You are light. And this bad stuff is darkness. If they curse, don't curse. If they treat each other in a wrong way, in a bad way, don't do the same thing. We are the light of the world. We should imitate our Lord Jesus Christ, not imitate the evil or the bad stuff in this world. For this cause, I was born. I wish that this is your main way every day. For this cause I was born. I'm not here in this world is to do like every person, but I was born for this reason, for this cause. What? I have come into the world that I should bear witness to the truth. You should carry the witness everywhere. Don't say I was born because my dad and my mom or because so on. No, we are born in this life because we are the image of Christ. We should reflect the light of the Lord every way, and we should say the truth everywhere. We shouldn't depart from the truth at any moment. We are born for this reason. This is the word of Jesus Christ, and we can repeat the same thing because we are his image. Now, if we can say what is the service meaning, every verse need to be translated in a action and in work. What is next? I think about to finish. But it can be our hearts. St. Paul told us we are right now our ambassador for Christ. As an ambassador, we are sent by Christ, we should go to the world to spread something very valuable and very important. What this valuable thing? He said that though God were bleeding through us, yani God is talking, not only talking, but bleeding through us, we implore, we asking, we begging you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. And this is the word of the preacher. We go everywhere to let the people to reconcile with God. This is your duty. If you have somebody is away from God, you help him to reconcile with God. We are the ambassador for Christ, as though God were bleeding through us, and God is speaking through us. I beg all of you, on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. This is the book of Colossians, chapter 2 Corinthians chapter 5:20, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 5. But you be watchful in all things. Don't say today I'm a servant, but tomorrow I am a player. So I, in the playground, I will curse, I will lie, I will beat my work. Or in the bookstore, or in the coffee shop, or at that, I should do something else. No. Be watchful in all things. Endure affliction. If somebody try to irritate you, don't lose your temper. Do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. And all of us is going to help and to serve, fulfill and finish your ministry in a perfect way. And as we see, His Holiness Pope Shenouda is a perfect example to all of us nowadays. Finish. Next. Can you say this verse to other people? As a servant, we should suffer in order to help other people to relax and to rest and to enjoy. And this is the office of our Lord Jesus Christ. He wrote on his office this verse: "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And we can see this, the office of His Holiness, always open for everyone to give Him help and to give Him support and to give Him a word of encouragement or some money if He needs, or some comforting word. So I hope that all of us as a servant is ready to help other people, especially who are labor and a heavy laden, carry heavy burden on their shoulder. For God is not unjust to forget your work. Don't worry. Whatever you do, God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love which you have shown toward His name, and that you have ministered to the saints. God consider every one of us as a saint. We minister the saints. God will never forget your work, will never forget your reward. And God is not unjust, but He is going to reward every one of us according to His labor and His work. What is the definition after all this of and meaning of service? You understand now? Can we continue, or that's enough today? Actually, this lecture we can say about service all our life. Every day there is a true meaning of service. Whatever we serve, there is a new meaning of service. Whatever we do, there is a true meaning of love. That is why the Lord said, love never fail. Means it will never end. Anything have an end, but love never end, never fail. Whatever we love, we will find more things to love more, and to give more, and to love more. Because we'll be like, as I said in the last slide, an ambassador. We are carrier. You know the post office man? You know what his work? What the post office is doing? Deliver the mail. Is this his mail? No. He bring it from somewhere, put it to another place. We are the ambassador of the Lord. We are the servant. We are carrier. We carry the love of God and give it to other people. We carry the power of God and give it to other people. We carry the grace of God and give it to other people. That is why we will never be empty-handed. We didn't see that His Holiness at certain day He was empty-handed, but all the time He is giving. And He did not work for some people, but work for God. That's why God stretched His hand and gave Him a lot of stuff. I think this is the final slide. The next one is maybe. This is the final slide. I like this verse. Okay? Don't say I want. And which is the time to give? Say I don't have. It's very difficult. As we receive a great stuff from God every day, when we are asked to give, don't say I don't have. Yes? Send the book of San Sirach. You don't let your hand be stretched out to receive and close when it is time to give. It is the time right now. Everyone should give in the reward of what God already gave to every one of us. May the Lord help us in our new service to know the true meaning of service, to know how to give, to know how to love, to know how to sacrifice. Just because we already know how God sacrificed and gave and helped and supported us in all our life. And the most important thing that He gave us life on earth and eternal life to heaven, whatever we are going to pay today or tomorrow is not enough for the reward. That's why son David the prophet, he said that, how can I repay God for all the great things that He gave to me? How can I give Him? How can I repay for Him? Imagine I give you right now $1 million and you want to reward me for this $1 million. What you are going to pay? Even if you pay the $1 million, you didn't reward me anything. You just give me what I give to you. Yes or no? It will be if you give me more than $1 million. But God gave us His life. If we give Him our life, it's not enough. The life of God is much, much, much expensive than my life. Imagine I'm a life of a servant and a life of a king. Is the life of a servant would reward the life of a king? If a king died for a servant, is the life of the servant is enough to reward the life of a king? And He is the King of kings and God of gods, and He gave us His life. So even if we pay off our life, is not enough to just to express our So service is a duty, and we feel that we are debtor to God and want to repay back some of the great love that He gives to us. May the Lord give you power and strength, and the glory be to God forever.